Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning in the studio, I have Pat Kehoe and Will Peterson, illustrious members of our arts community here to talk about yet another opportunity for folks to come out and appreciate just how many creative people we have here in Sitka. Thanks for coming in this morning, both of you.
Good morning.
So we have coming up what you are calling a downtown holiday soiree. So Pat, tell me a little bit about the inspiration behind this outing for folks in town.
Well, for one, Friday is the Friday after Thanksgiving is the traditional tax-free day in Sitka. Mm-hmm. And that has always been, in the past, a day when we had art walks. And we feel, at the Island Artist Gallery, we are really dedicated to keeping downtown as lively and vital as possible. Mm-hmm. We feel like, Sitka really needs that downtown core. And so one of the things we thought when the art walk was last week, which was wonderful and people had a great time out, that we wanted to do another one. We wanted to do a special gallery walk, a thank you to our friends and customers here locally. And so we're opening up Lincoln Street again for an evening of wonderful art and music and food and friendship.
Wonderful. So this is going to be some of the same locations that we saw with the art walk last week, but in some locations, some different artists will be featured in this sense. So for the soiree coming up on Friday, what are some of the places that we'll be able to pop in and enjoy this coming Friday? What are some of the locations that we have?
I'll do just a quick rundown. We'll have artwork at the Island Artist Gallery, Gaze Gallery by the Sea, the Uxtahiti?
Hotahiti.
Hotahiti. I knew I was going to get it wrong. The Hotahiti Gallery, Theta Compli, and the North Art and Tattoos, which is in the back of the Tongass Threads building. And also a very special little gallery, which is here for this occasion alone, the Abner Murray Gallery at 206 Seward Street, which is in the bottom of the Abner Murray apartment building. And Will Peterson is going to talk first maybe a little bit about his gallery and what the exciting things they're doing there.
Yes, the Huta Hit is a newer gallery here in town, but it's definitely been a strong presence with the many different artists you've been able to bring inside.
Yeah, we have about 18, maybe over 18 artists now that are featured in Hutahiti, which is a little gallery right by the church. It used to be the location of Three Guys by the Church, and now it kind of is again because me, Mark 6B, and Jan Duane, Mike Miller are the three guys working Hutahiti now. But so this is, our fourth year. We opened in 2021, mm-hmm. So going on 5 years next year. And we're just excited to be part of this. That art gallery, art walk last week was really great, and we're happy to see this going. I think it's a great way to celebrate Indigenous Peoples Month as well. Show our artwork that we're working on and talk about the things that we've done.
And before we went on air, it was mentioned that you'll actually be doing a little bit of work while this walk is going on. So if folks are interested, I'm assuming, in maybe pestering you with some questions as well.
So for people who have come into Hutahiti over the past year, they might have seen some totems that I've had up on the shelf that are just being worked on slowly whenever I'm in the gallery space, and so it's taken me over a year to get to where I'm at with those, and I'm hoping to finish up this winter if I can. I mean, it's kind of difficult when people are walking and talking, but
true.
But if I can, I'll be painting them this weekend or during the soiree. So
excellent. So people can see that's pretty cool for people who've been stopping in over the last year or so to see the progress.
That was kind of the intention behind it, is see just what it looks like just in a slow form, mm-hmm. Because not many people get to see the process,
right?
And it's just from beginning and maybe the end, but hopefully people who have been paying attention get to see that.
Yeah, see that meticulous work and process and the culmination of it.
Right, yeah.
Amazing. So that's your work as well as Mark's and 16
Mike Miller,
and Mike Miller, and then 16 plus other artists will be highlighted at your gallery over by St. Michael's Cathedral. At some of the other locations, Pat, you had also mentioned a couple other artists that'll be featured. If you wanted to mention a couple of those,
sure. Gay's Gallery by the Sea is featuring some wonderful paintings from the Tongass that Steve Laurie has done in the last year in his amazing, productive way. So those are fabulous. People should definitely stop by and see those. And Fait Accompli will be showing some of Jamo's felted works, and she does these gorgeous little felted creatures that are so, so fun to... you just want to take them home with you, which I guess is the idea. The North Art and Tattoos is an opportunity to see Traz's designs. He's an award-winning tattoo artist and has been featured in magazines, and he's set up a shop here in town. Should be really exciting to see what he's doing. And the Abner Murray Gallery is a special kind of a pop-up gallery for the event, and it will be showing works from the Life Drawing group that has been meeting here in Sitka for many years, and we will have work by Francis Braun, James Paulson, Maya Carter, really beautiful work, and it's a wonderful little studio space. The Island Artist Gallery will be featuring Leona Pfeiffer, who's newly back in town and is doing, she's just really excited about her artwork and doing beautiful birds, nature scenes, mandalas, lots of wonderful stuff. So she will be there. And we will also have Maya Rush Carter doing vocals and harp at our gallery. We'll have hors d'oeuvres. I'm sure there'll be things to nibble on at other places. And we're sort of thinking of this as a waltz down the street rather than a gallery walk.
Right.
So, yeah.
And a great chance, as you were saying, to keep the lights on past, because it is getting, goodness, dark so fast this time of year. Yeah. A chance to keep the lights on and people out and about and seeing their friends in these darker months and this time of year, keeping that vital downtown heartbeat still pumping.
Yes.
And a great excuse also to get out and see how talented, again, we have people. And to see other artists highlighted, too. We did see the art walk last week. I definitely did not get a chance to see all the different places on the art walk because, goodness gracious, there's just so many. So to have a second attack at it is a nice opportunity, too. And just to get out and about and stretch your legs after Thanksgiving is another good opportunity. So for folks who... are interested in making sure they hit up all these different locations and don't have a pen and paper handy this morning. Are there posters out or things on online where they can get a list of all the locations that will be open this Friday evening?
There are posters up and about. Erin, you gave me a great idea, and I'm going to rush home and take a map, and I'm going to make little starred areas. So I will post that on Island Artist Gallery website, or not our website, probably on our Facebook and our Instagram page, and Will can put it on his as well.
Yeah.
So we'll have an opportunity for people to know where to go. And, you know, if you just wander down Lincoln Street and the edge of Seward, you'll be in the neighborhood.
Perfect.
And so that's from 5 to 8 this Friday after Thanksgiving. So the day after Thanksgiving, it's the time to get out, stop being sluggish, and work up the pumpkin pie.
Definitely. And it's that tax-free holiday. So, if you were looking through and have seen maybe those bigger art pieces that you were eyeing, this might be the time to pull the trigger on them if you have that little reprieve from that extra sales tax. This would be the time to maybe make those bigger purchases for the holidays. So thank you both, Pat Kehoe and Will Peterson, for coming in this morning for the Downtown Holidays Foray, the gallery walk happening this Friday, November 28th, from 5 to 8 p.m.
Thanks, Erin.
Thank you.